Now is this thing recording or not?
Push the red button.
I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
We'll try it again. Count to three this time.
Oh, one. What's it? One, two, three?
4, 5, 6.
7, 8.
9. 10. It sounded what?
The volume being up, so it was adding all that static to it.
I hope that's what it was. So. I hope without that it doesn't pick up so much background. Now you say something.
Wait, are we recording again?
Or? We think we are. And one thing, you're not responsible for. This is an interview for the Archives of American Art. It's recorded in Seattle on May 26th with Martha Kingsbury and Wes Weir. Wes, why don't we begin by talking about your early years, where you grew up, and then when you began to meet painters and other visual artists.
Oh, all right. I was born in Everett, Washington in 1929. My parents packed up and we moved immediately out of Everett, moved to Seattle. I went to the usual grade schools and high school, Queen Anne High School. And in January of 1947, I started as a freshman at the University of Washington, enrolled in the music department, ostensibly as a music composition major. I had, shortly after that, 47? I had the typical liberal arts education of taking some cultural anthropology from Erna Gunther. There was nothing particularly unusual about the education at that point. My music composition teacher was Lockram Johnson, the composer. I had started studying informally with him, and then studied piano with him officially in the music department for credit. Lockram at that time was certainly one of the most talented and successful of the musicians in this area. He was a very close friend and protege of Bert Ponce Jacobson. My introduction into the arts, painting and such of this area was actually quite accidental. Lockram had been coaching Mark Toby the painter in music composition at that time. Lockram had been introduced to Toby through their mutual friend Bert Ponce Jacobson. Well, in the summer of 1949, Lockram went back to Tanglewood to study with Messiaen, the French composer, and that meant that Toby wouldn't have anyone to give him assignments and keep an eye on him musically. So Mrs. Jacobson unexpectedly suggested that it might be an interesting idea to have me tutor Mr. Toby in music composition that summer.
I never knew that.
Oh, well, which was really silly. Lockram would be back in the fall, and then he could repair any damage, which I had meanwhile done to Mr. Toby musically. So that seemed agreeable to everyone. Mrs. Jacobson decided that she would take me to Toby's house on Brooklyn Northeast, Northwest?
Northeast.
Oh.
In the U District.
Northwest. How can there be a Northwest, Northeast Street in the Northwest?
This is the Northeast. The Northwest is over in Ballard.
But this is Northwest art. I'm
digressing. Okay. You digress.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But are you saying then that you didn't have training in the visual arts in grade school and high school
heavens,
that mattered
no.
to you? You had
no,
probably early training in music.
No, my training was entirely in music. I didn't have any particular talent for painting whatsoever.
Oh, I see.
I was just about as hack as everybody else.
Oh. So she took you up to Brooklyn.
Yeah, she
Avenue.
Took me to to Toby's place. We went in. Toby was very nice. He immediately did everything he could